Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Sunday. Today is March 20th, 2016. Depending on how you look at it, today is the end of the week or the start of the week. Either way, I hope that you're having a great day. I want to talk today about the importance of investing in yourself. Now, I don't mean investing money so that it becomes more money. That's important to do as well, and we should absolutely be doing that. Today, what I'm talking about is using your money to pay for things like coaching, for education, for access to people who are doing things on a level that you would like to be doing them at. Today, everything is available on the internet. You can Google any question and receive an answer, even if it's not the right one that you're looking for. You know, free information, it's a beautiful thing, but the fact that we have all that free information, sometimes, you know, the answers that we're looking for can be tough to find them. It can feel like we're looking through a forest, you know, or looking through weeds to find something that we lost. Now, I want you to think about something. How did you feel the last time you purchased something that you wanted for a really long time? Did you have a sense of pride, of accomplishment? Like you made progress in your life because you worked so hard to earn the money that allowed you to purchase whatever it was that you wanted? You know, how would you have felt if that, whatever you were trying to achieve or get, if it was just given to you for free? It might have been cool for a day or two, but would you feel that same pride? You know, when you worked all those months, those years to get your fitness and your health in the right direction, and you look in the mirror and you just have that sense of pride of the work that you put in. It's that exchange of value that's very important. The past 2 days, I had on a gentleman by the name of Nicky Puri, who works in the financial industry, and we spoke about money and investments and all the importance that surrounded that. But we also discussed the purpose of money and why for many of us, it can feel like a dirty word at times. We all, I'm sure, you know, including myself, we need to see money as nothing more than an exchange of value. Now, we need to absolutely save money, of course, because, you know, we have to be financially secure. But beyond that, beyond the point where you have everything, you know, you have your bills covered and you're saving some money, putting it into an investment account or however you're diversifying your investments, it should not just be made just to be collected, the money that you're earning. It should be earned to impact the world around you, around us. Did you ever hear that phrase, vote with your dollar? It's true. You know, sometimes it may feel like things around us will never change, you know, in our community, in our country, in our world. And that certainly may be true. In some cases, that may be a false statement. But all those things, those are things that we cannot control. What we can control is the actions that we take and what we do with the money that we earn. So back to my point when I first started this chat about investing in yourself. Before we can ever help other people, we have to lift ourselves up first. It's okay to be selfish in that way. It's like that old saying about putting on the oxygen mask on the airplane first before you take anybody, you know, before anybody else, because if as long as you have oxygen flowing to your lungs, you're going to be able to breathe, you're going to be able to take care of other people, not just the person immediately around you, you're going to be able to help a lot of people. So my point with discussing investing in yourself and talking about money is that we have to use our money to build ourselves. Self-development should be a daily practice. Learning should not stop when we get out of high school or college. You know, progress equals happiness, like Tony Robbins says. And when we're in a perpetual state of learning, we continue to grow beyond our capacity, which will allow us to help others and contribute back to our community, to our country, to our world, beyond what we ever thought was possible. As an example, we could say that we want to go on a diet or that we want to lose weight. So we write the goal down, you know, New Year's Eve or January 1st. And then we get our butts in the gym. We start eating things healthy and we start, you know, really trying to make some progress and maybe tracking what we're eating. You know, but then life happens. Things get busy. We have issues at work. A family member gets sick or passes away. We have struggles in our relationship, financial struggles, And then suddenly that goal with our health is that was so important that when we set it with such certainty on January 1st, evaporates. And we're back to that old conditioning in our mind of saying, oh, it's okay that I eat like this on a regular basis, you know. I'm going to eat healthy tomorrow, or, you know, next week I'll get back to it when I'm feeling better. Where did we go wrong? We didn't give ourselves any accountability. We didn't invest our money, our time into a coach or someone who is where we want to be, who can guide us and check back in with us. Now, with that first example of talking about our fitness or our health, you may not need a coach to stay fit and healthy. And that's awesome, you know, for you, but there's many people that do. But that person that I'm talking to that doesn't need a coach for your fitness or your health, what is an area in your life that you are struggling with? You know, I'm just using being fit and healthy as an example. So think about an area of your life that you've been wanting to improve for a long time and, you know, you've yet to improve it. And chances are that you've not been investing your money to learn how to improve that area, or, you know, you've not looked to get more coaching and training in that area so that you know what to do on a daily basis and you have accountability and you have a litmus test to compare yourself to. It's not about, you know, right, we're not looking to compare ourselves, but when you want to improve something, you need an example, someone that has set an example before you. You know, when you hear that story about Roger Bannister, when he first broke that 4-minute mile, there was no one had done it before him. And then I forget the number, but a lot of people after he had broken that 4-minute mile started breaking that record. Now, is it the fact that all of a sudden humans just evolved and were able to run faster? No, it's that somebody put their mind to it, they did it, and then everybody else said, wow, he did it, so can I. Education, it lasts a lifetime. The feelings that we get from purchasing material things are fleeting. Think about the last time you purchased or at least a new car. Those first few weeks, right? The smell of the car. Your fascination with the fresh materials inside. Maybe the new cloth or the leather. You know, maybe some new features like the backup camera or the GPS or the awesome sound system. Maybe you're thrilled with how awesome the gas mileage is. Then what happens after a few weeks or a few months? You're not as thrilled. It's just the car again. The thing that gets you to and from work or to the supermarket to purchase your groceries, etc. Maybe now you're annoyed that you only get 450 miles to the tank of gas instead of the 500 that you had last week. But meanwhile, you're still getting more gas miles than your old car, which was maybe 380 miles to the tank. It's so easy to become unfulfilled with the things that we buy. Now it's you have to absolutely have those goals. It's good to talk. It's good to want material things because, you know, we only live one life and we have to enjoy this life. But education, learning, personal growth, building that brain that we have, you're going to have that perpetual fire burning inside you that never dies as long as you build yourself and as long as you keep throwing logs on that fire. So I encourage you, take a chance on yourself. Enroll in a class at college. Go to that conference. Sign up with that personal trainer at the gym. Sign up for some online course that teaches you a skill that you've been waiting to, you know, and putting off for the right time. Read that book that you've been willing to pick up. Do it. Invest in yourself. You only live one life. Well, take care, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on today's Fireside Chat. Tomorrow I chat with entrepreneur Amanda Bailey, one of the owners behind the brand TrueChallenge.com and the podcast, How Bad Do I Want It? If you're motivated to improve your health and fitness and you're super eager and motivated, Amanda and her husband Nick, they can pave the way for you. And this just made the coaching that you need particularly. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow it's going to be awesome. I'm so looking forward to, you know, sharing this chat with you, with Amanda. So enjoy the rest of your week or the start of your week, however again you're looking at it. Take care and talk to you tomorrow. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like
transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying the Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of the Positivity Effect.